I want to tell you, can I tell you a couple of stories first, and then we'll get to Shabbos?
Yeah,
a couple of stories, and then we'll drive.
Rebbe,
I have an embarrassing story. Can I tell you an embarrassing story? Well, I got, that comes after Rosh Hashanah.
No, before
Rebbe. Embarrassing story. But you have to, there's only like a few, people I can tell these things to. You know, you all know how much I look forward to our little Friday get-together. You're the last year of the week, right? And, my therapist tells me that it's good for me to express myself. I want to tell you what happened to me last night. I think it's the biggest. I was going to come in and tell you mostly about Rosh Hashanah, and then I would really didn't need to give you much of Rosh Hashanah. The great Rebbe and the Yeshiva, and they all tell you good things about Rosh Hashanah. I'm going to tell you a story. You do what you want with the story. I speak every year in a, I can't say which yeshiva because it is a, you'll see why I can't in a moment, okay? I speak in different yeshivas. One of the yeshivas I speak in is not such a strong yeshiva, right? A lot of the balkrim there are coming from families where they are totally not religious and they are, I'd say a large percentage are not Shomer Shabbos. Right? And it's right under Bush. And I speak there every year. Did you come there last year or no?
Yeah, yeah.
You came last year.
No.
Let me explain this place. Okay? These guys, they're like, you know, they're a tough crowd. I walk in every year beforehand, and there's always some of my chevra there with me. Right, last year, you were there, officially there this year. Right before I walk in there, I say like this, right? It's either, what I tell you every year, right? It's either a hit or a miss. If I come in there and I get them, I get them. And I'm telling you, it's a very fulfilling feeling, you know, to get guys that are Takanat Shomer Shabbos and they're v'chule, v'chule, v'chule. And you get them, you know they're going to have a Rosh Hashanah. You know, it's a fulfilling hit. But I always say, it's a hit or a miss. Okay? And but there's clout all the years, it's a hit, but I know it could be a miss because it's a tough crowd, you know. Okay. I came in last night, and there's a reason I'm telling you the story, but I guess it's really good for me to get off my chest. But I came in last night, and it was a total miss, but not stum, right? They were there, they'll tell you. It was a total miss. Okay, I even added sad in the middle, it's just like, forget it, I'm out of here, right? But I didn't, and I persevered, and that was it. The end of the story. It was so bad that I hear, like, one of these chevra in the middle saying to his friend, like, why is he screaming at us? He's up the matzah, right? I hear a minute later one of them say, you know, even if they're saying it or not, but I'm feeling this, right? Ah, that was funny. Maybe that's what, like, Rabbi Center's guys laugh at. But, you know, no, we're not going to laugh at that. It was a total miss. Bomb, right? I want to tell you that this is very anticlimactic for me because I gave all my shirim yesterday and I spoke in different places and this was supposed to be like my cherry on my... Right? Like, and I was supposed to like... Right? I came home. It was a burst in my bubble. And that's... Why am I telling you this story? Because now I'm going to tell you like this. On Rosh Hashanah, yeah, I think, you know, I started to think, why did Hashem do this to me? You know, why me? I'm such a good person. Why does Hashem do things to such tzaddikim like me? I want to tell you something, which I think you'll all have a great chizik from this. And it's, for me, definitely a great chizik. On Rosh Hashanah, your Rebbeim have been telling you for the last week and whatever, that Rosh Hashanah is 48 hours of Mardik of perfection, right? Every bracha, every this, every that. It's a time that you really, you know, you're all going to try to daven properly. You're all going to try to do everything properly. That's what we do on Rosh Hashanah. Right. I want to tell you what happens to me last Rosh Hashanah. Last Rosh Hashanah, right at the first Ma'ariv, I got to the bracha of Oyev Amo Yisrael. First bracha, second bracha. And I got to the point of Baruch Atah Hashem, Oyev Amo Yisrael. I couldn't remember if I said it or not. I was in the middle of the bracha and I said, Adas Oylam, and I sang with Kavana. I got to the end of the bracha. And you know, hey, you wait for the chazan. Our minig is to wait for the chazan. I think over here they wait for the chazan. Wait for the chazan. I couldn't remember if I waited for the chazan or not. I couldn't remember if I finished the bracha or not. I sat there during the bracha, Baruch Atah Hashem, Oyev Am Yisrael, saying, did I say it? Did I not say it? They're already halfway through Shema. I couldn't remember. I said, it's a Suffolk brachas. I can't make the bracha, right? Right? But what's going to be now? Kosh brachas not going to love. I'll get by myself. It's from Shragi. The whole. I'm just like, and I'm thinking to myself, like, I'm telling you, at that moment, right? At that moment, the Yetzirah came to me, right? He picked up the guy that sits next to me, right? He moved him over and said, loser. My Yetzirah is like Schmacker, right? He gets us in a mode where now it's not perfect anymore. Now it's not perfect anymore. He takes our appointment to Hashem and belittles it. Makes it small. You guys are all going to have a Maritik Rosh Hashanah, right? But there will be parts where it's not. There'll be parts. And you know what? Apiteva. There's a whole group over here, right? Apiteva, one guy in this group is going to probably do an Aver. He shouldn't have Rosh Hashanah. It's right there to do an Aver Rosh Hashanah, right? But you have to learn in life not to let him belittle our Avaitis Hashem and to go weiter. That's a very big insight. If it helps you on Rosh Hashanah, then it was worth what happened last night. If not, so then the extensive therapy that I'm going to have to deal with hopefully will help. That's one thing I want to tell you. Second thing I want to tell you, I started with that Badafka. The second thing I want to tell you is don't be foolish. Right? Don't mess up. There are mess-up points in Rosh Hashanah. There are mess-up points in Rosh Hashanah. Right? Rosh Hashanah, you know, it's taka 2 days where you're supposed to be. You know, I'll give an example. Right? Is there a kiddush here in Yeshiva? Is there a kiddush by every fourth kiddush? For the kiddush is the kiddush, right? Don't mess up with the kiddush. Don't talk lashon hara at the kiddush. Don't, in the middle of shacharis, the chazan went with that squeaky voice starting, you know what I'm talking about? He tried to go for the gold. You know what I'm talking about? If you talk about that during the kiddush, you're going to burn again. I'm going to be there to put you in. I warned them. Yeah, it's Michael Bendrusa. Not well done. Right? Don't mess up with the kiddush, right? Don't mess up with the kiddush. Don't mess up. You know, some of us, we go dart into Tashlich. You know what Tashlich is? They have Tashlich by you guys or no?
Yeah, they're not Tashlich.
Okay, just Nechamtani. Nechamtani. I was going to tell you, some people, they go to Tashlich, they come back with more Averis, right? You know what happens. You go to Tashlich, the Rosh Hashanah, you're very from, right? You're walking down the street, you say, look, the priestess is terrible, and you look. I know him. Right? I'm older than you, I know him. He's like minus 75 years older. Right? You go to, but you don't have that, right? Because over here, the fish tank in Denver, right? Don't look at the fish tank. Don't look at the fish. The fish can mermaid. Don't go with more. But you're sitting there by... Boss? Somebody has to watch him during Tashlich. Yeah. With the gold glasses over there, make sure you watch him during Tashlich. You thought I'd say that's number two. I'm not going to tell you a lot of things. I want to get to Schäufer, but let's get a few things. Right? Number three. Why is it that Ataris Nedarim that we're going to do tomorrow night? Right? Sunday morning. What did you do? Sunday morning. What we're going to do? Why is that such a focal point of our Avodah on Rosh Hashanah? Yom Kippur. We start out Yom Kippur with Kol Nidre. It's a pillow. And Kol Nidre. And it's like a very... we 10 days ago, Ramadha was on the term anyways. What did you do in the last 10 days, Sachako? What was it? And it's such a like... We should start out with something else. And it's such a... You know, people are intense and serious at Kol Nidre. What's the pshat? I asked this question to Rapal. And it's the same thing with Ataris Nedarim. Like, why is it that... I hear we're trying to cleanse ourselves, you know, so we do Ataris Nedarim. But it's something very, like, pinnacle to the Yontif, right? He said a Davar Nifla. Davar Nifla. Somebody told me he has an answer. That's why I asked him. He told me a Davar Nifla. He told me that it's a reminder. You know, 25% of the Al-Khaits are things that we do with our mouth. You know, Lashon Hara and this and that, right? It's a reminder when we start Yom Kippur and we start Rosh Hashanah, we're about to start Rosh Hashanah, we start with the Ataris Nedarim. It's a reminder that this is what gets us into all of our trouble. Right? Our mouth. Right? This works before this. Right? So do use this first and then use this. That's a different thing. Something else to think about Rosh Hashanah. Right? So we got here that we might mess up, but you got to go right there. What can you do? What can you do? So I'll have to have extensive therapy. Right? Number two is that, there's one more thing I want to tell you. Rosh Hashanah is a great day. It's a great day. Your other Rebbeim, they'll tell you about the Pachad and the Yom Adin, and it is. Right? I also told you a little bit about Gehenna. I'm saying, you know, with fire and up, right? But there's something more you think about Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah is one day, 2 days, right? That you go into a world that a lot of us would like to be in the whole year. What do I mean? It's a, we would love to have kavan in davening. We would love to be erlich. It's just that there's so much around us that makes it difficult. And you can't live Rosh Hashanah the whole year, right? But Rosh Hashanah, you could. You go in, it's a day that, like, if someone's talking, let's say, Lashon Hara, I keep on using that example, but there's a million examples. It's not strange if you walk away and don't listen. It's whatever, you know. If the world would be like that, it would be more ridiculous. The world is not like that, and it's going to be hard after Rosh Hashanah. I'm not saying it isn't, right? But you should appreciate that. You should appreciate that it's a whole day of geshmak, of emuna. It's a day that the Eibishter is a part of our existence, and the rest of it, you will figure out on your own. And now I want to get to Shofar. Okay. So, let me explain to you first what is going on here. Because most of us, we just listen to Shofar, and, you know, we don't know what's going on. Of course, mitzvah tzrich is kavani, you have to have kavani for the Shofar, and that's the ikka. A lot of us, you know, we just listen, we hear tkia, we hear trua. If you know what's going on, you'll appreciate the mitzvah, I think, a lot more. And especially if we do it, I'll say very bekitz of this part, because I want to get to practical, you can hear what we're talking about. In the Torah, it says the word trua 3 times. And the Gemara learns out that you have to blow a trua on Rosh Hashanah. What is a trua? I'll tell you in a minute. The Gemara says that each trua is surrounded, it's sandwiched by a tkia. That's a tkiya before, a tkiya after, and a true in the middle. Okay? And the Gemara says we do it 3 times. That's where we get the 9 koilas from. The tkiya, trua, tkiya, tkiya, trua, tkiya, tkiya, trua, tkiya. Now, the problem is we don't know what a trua is. Why don't we know what a trua is? Because the Gemara brings down that Sisera, one of the generals that fought Klal Yisrael, his mother cried. We know one thing. We know that the tkiya, the trua, is the sound of a cry. But we don't know how it cries. So we don't know if when you cry like this. Right? Right? If you want to practice, I practice, you go over to one of the younger Bachrim, one of the ones that aren't toilet trained, right? And you go over to him and, you know, you're like, you know, give him a little azah. Probably not in Rosh Hashanah, you're burning. Right? You give him a azah. Right? And you hear how he cries, man. I have a little baby, that's how I do this. Right? Yeah. And you hear him cry, you know, near her. No, oh, yeah. That was the neighbor's kid. Oops. Now, sometimes they don't cry like that. Sometimes they cry, it's more of like a, I think one's called a sod, and one's called a sod, right? Sometimes they cry like this. Like that, right? That's the machlekes in the Gemara. How did the mother of Sisera cry? Did she cry, or did she cry, like that, okay? And there's another sod. Maybe she cried like this. Maybe it was like an extended cry. That's where we get these words of shvarim. What's a shvarim? A shvarim is a trua. The Torah says trua. Just that we think it sounds like a shever, a small cry. Or it's a trua. Or it's a shvarim trua. Right, someone told me to ask you, I did this. I don't know if it was you, it was one of you people, one of my smoking partners over here. One of you told me that he's the worst kid striker ever. The whole time he heard me saying, I told him, don't worry, you just go bite there when that happens. Okay, now, there's one more thing. That, so we do all of this. That's why we do everything. Because maybe you're not going to say with this. So we do it. That's a tarat, a tashat, and a tashrat. I think you all know what I'm talking about. Okay. Now, there's another thing. There's a machlekes Rabbeinu Tam and the Ramban. I'll keep it without names, make it simple. When you do, right? There's a machlekes A and B. Sorry. There's a machlekes A and B. A and B, right? And there's a machlekes when you do the tashrat, the shvarim trua, should you do it, you know, with what's called one neshima? One neshima means like without breathing in between, basically, you know. Like that. I did it very together, right? And that's why, if you'll notice, the makri, I don't know if you ever noticed, these are things that you probably don't realize. If you notice, the makri, the person who calls out the tkiya, he says it differently at different times. So if you don't know this, you never notice. But he says, tkiya, right? Let's say he's doing a shvarim trua. So he says, sometimes he does shvarim trua. He stops for a second. And sometimes he does shvarim trua. You know what I'm talking about? You know what I'm talking about? Right? I remember, like, when I was growing up, We had a certain makri, right? Right? And I never knew all this. I didn't have a Schwanky callus when I was your age, right? So I didn't know all this stuff. So I always thought that, yeah, he's one of these, like, you know, like from intense guys, right? You know? And they got to, like, at certain points, right? And we go like this, Shvarim Trua. I was like, yeah. And then sometimes we go like this, Shvarim Trua. I was like, ah, I got it out. But I realized afterward, years later, after I asked him, Mechila, he's Lashon Hara about him during the Kiddush, right? And if you're noticing, the Kiddush, isn't the Kiddush supposed to be fourth Kiddush? Yeah, whatever. extended Kiddush part.
We're still talking about it next year.
No, that's like for, you know, during Shavuos, I'm still talking about it. But now you understand, there's something, this A holds, the Rebbeinu Tam holds, that it's two, no, he needs names, I know him. Right? The shittas of the Bein Adam is the dafas being mitzvah. The shait, you have to do it with two neshivas. You do two, like a stop, not a long stop. If it's too long, it's puzzle. It's like danger zone. Right? Two, like that. Right? And the other shittas, no, you do it neshima echas. That's one machlekes. In a moment, Rabbi Shabbos will demonstrate. Another, so I hope you're listening to what we need to demonstrate. But another machlekes. Is that there's a machlokes between the Mishnah Berurah and the Chazon Ish. The Mishnah Berurah says, even when you're doing one neshima, so you do it like this. And you'll hear, I don't know, the Makri says beforehand sometimes, b'neshima echos. He speaks out, we're doing it b'neshima echos. There's difference at the Me'umid, there's difference at the Me'yushiv, you'll notice all this, right? But there's another machlokes, Mishnah Berurah and the Chazon Ish, if you do like this, do you do the Mishnah Berurah, like I just did, do, like that. There's a little bit of a mashu stop in the middle. The Chazon Ish holds no. If you do the Shema Echos, that's go right into it. In Bnei Brak, the tefillah sounds like this: do 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 do. It just went right into it. Do 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 like that. Okay, that's basically what you need to know. There's two more things you need to know. The new Bachram here, so you're coming straight from the old country, In the old country, the tefillahs don't sound the way they sound here. I don't know what goes on in this yeshiva. You'll tell me if I'm right in a moment. In Eretz Yisrael, in the yeshivas, at least, and also in America, in the yeshivas, they blow. When I grew up in the Balabatish shuls, right? They don't blow what are called these rutus. I came here the first year to Eretz Yisrael. In America, they blow like this. A shvarim is two. Is that normal for everybody here? Did anybody ever hear that growing up? Two. No, right? I came to Eretz Yisrael the first year as in yeshiva, right? The first shever I ever heard, right? Tkiya, two, right? Shvarim. Rutu, I'm going. I was the guy, right? I was looking, who's that? What is that, right? No. Okay, they do it again. Tzkiya, Shvarim. Rutu. Now, what are they doing in Yeshiva? What? They do classic? Okay, so they do the classic. So then you know, you're not going to enjoy this. You're not going to enjoy it. Okay. So then this part of the show is over. We're going to the next part. I'm sure afterward they do the rutus, no?
After
that, the rabbi is going to do it.
There's three times. There's two rutus.
It gets like mamish labor day. You have like, he's going to do all these in a month, right?
You do a dance.
But you have like the two rutus and the. What?
There's rutu, there's two rutu, and then there's two.
In the liturgy shivas, it was always rutu. Like that. I can't believe I'm doing this in public, right? But in Brisk, it's all sheet. It's rutu, two rutus, and don't worry, I'm kind of lost. Now that, I think I got two rutus. There's one last thing. No, we call them that because we don't have a better name, right? If it's up to me, I'd call them schnitzel blows, right? But nobody asked me, okay? Now, Rabbi Shabbos. Oh, there's one last thing. Did they do all that geshmak and chumras afterward?
Like what?
Like, they do something called Rashi Shita. Okay, I can't be soibol on the Yom HaDin. Rabbi Sai, I can't be soibol on the Yom HaDin. I learn Rashi all year. I can't be soibol not to do Rashi's tkiyas. Rashi doesn't hold that our shvarim and our truas are the way we do it, right? Rashi holds you guys are being tumachmir. Rashi holds that a trua and a shvarim is much shorter than what you guys are doing. So it's a shvarim. You're real. Would you like to take the stand?
No.
Yeah. There you go. Okay, yeah, let's go.
This is for guys like you.
Well, right? But what we would call a trua is Rashi Shvar, but only three. And then when it comes to a trua, Rashi does tu tu tu. Okay, let's see.
Get a good grip on it.
I'm gonna write a letter to him. Alright, that's a horn. Okay, now I'm going to ask him a Shabbos.
I'll be the Mackie. You can see you're a horn asshole.
But I'm saying afterward, you make sure, you, when you take out your cigarette on Rosh Hashanah, which I hope you shouldn't do. But no, and you can't say, oh, he's just, like, this is his agenda to get rid of smoking. You know, I'm not the anti-smoker guy. Rosh Hashanah, the Yom HaDin, go with the sheet that holds you can't smoke and do what I did when I was a bacher. Right? When I was a bacher, I couldn't smoke on Yom
Kippur. And the bottles.
I filled up, like normally, right? I filled up on Erev. Rosh Hashanah, everybody else is going to Kfarim and Mikvahs and this and that, right? I went around filling up bottles, and then I found glass bottles, because glass bottles hold the smoke better. I went up, I don't know why I want this on recording, my mother doesn't see this. I went up filling up bottles on Erev Rosh Hashanah, right? Blowing smoke into the bottle, right? Corking, right? I had 40 bottles in my room, right? I went out, you know, I asked the Paisik in Yeshiva. You know, everyone asks you a lot of say Asher Yotzer after you're not allowed to talk between the tkiyas, right? It's a great thing. It's the one time in Klal Yisrael for 3 hours nobody says a word. It's like a great thing. But anyways, everybody else is asking, are you allowed to say Asher Yotzer? Are you allowed to this? I'm like, you don't smoke. You're crazy. I go, no, I like bottles, you know. I was the first e-cigarette that ever existed. And I was such a karga. I took the bottle. I can't believe I'm doing this in Erev Hashanah. I had other decoy bottles after I smoked. So that's what you do. Wait, but you make sure these guys listen to Rashi. How could you go to the Yom HaDin and not have Rashi? Rashi, how could you not have a Rashi? Right? You learned this Torah the whole year. Okay. Let's make this very official. There's these bachelor, I see they have short sleeve shirts. I never saw this thing. Right? I said, this is, why am I wearing? She never knew I'd wear a jacket. You know what I'm doing? I told her, after the she can't stop me. I told her, after the I'm cutting out the sleeves here. You'll never know. Basically, I'm cutting out the back. This is the last time you guys are going to ever see me without getting back.
I think someone should make Rebbe a sweater shirt.
You know, a little bit of seriousness. It's Erev Rosh Hashanah, you know. After, whoever's the best, whoever behaves. Oh, you cleaned it. No, you got to get it when there's like, you know. No, it smells like a rock. Yeah. The way you clean a shofar, tell him every shofar is new.
The way you clean a shofar is.
Tell him one sec. Shut. From now on, he's taking the stand.
You put saran wrap around the mouth with like a rubber band or a pony, because I don't have any rubber bands, and you fill it up with arak overnight, and it sits, and then it just smells amazing during the. You look at a Sparty, by the way, guys. I showed him this morning. This old Sparty comes with his cane, drops his cane. I was like, he smells. He goes, oh, arak again. I said, yeah. He's like. Like, what a waste. Like, he was thinking, like, of course, you fill it up and then you drink it. You know, he's like.
If you walk around Bukharim now, you'll see a bunch of guys walking around like this.
Maybe they call them Arak Bans.
By the way, Agov, you see over here, this works very good. It's good for also for teeth. You see, it cleans very well. You can get the hair, get the stuff under the arms. It's good. You see, the stuff really works. Arak, right? Yeah, understand? Okay. Okay. Now, let's do. We'll go straight. We only have 5 minutes. We'll go straight to the Shvarim Truas. We don't have to do like a. But, so let's go at least over what we spoke about. Okay.
How many seconds? Yeah.
We're going to go into that because the tkiah has minutes. To correspond minutes. To the size of the shvarim is corresponding the tkiah, right? I want you to explain to them. The tkiah has to tell
you. You need 9 koyches. So the shaila is what's a koyach. So if you hold that a koyach is a certain shear of a koyach. I'm not sure the shear and the koyches, but it could be that a tkiah could be 3.2 seconds. There are those that do it up to 5 seconds even. The only difference is that the tkiah has to be the length of at least the length of the shvarim and the trua together. Whatever's in the middle, the trua, the Torah says yom trua, so whatever the trua is, if the trua of that set is going to be a shvarim and a trua, then the tkiah has to be the length of that. If the trua that we're referring to is the shvarim, then the length of the tkiah of that set has to be at least the length of the shvarim. And then so goes for the trua. The only thing is that if someone, you hear those guys that do 28 shruas, he's a machmer, right? So he's going to go. The problem is that if you listen to his tkiah has to be at least the length of whatever you do the shrua. So that's going to be, you run into issues. So make sure whatever the, if you listen to the length of the tkiahs, they're going to be, depending on the set, besides the fact that shvarim, shrua, that's one thing that you're going to hear, but also when the machmer is going to call out a certain tkiah, you're going to see when he hits the buzzer and he tells him to stop the tkiah, that's going to be because of what set he's doing.
In other words, he wants to be magbil, that's the extent of how long his shvarim trua is going to be.
Yeah.
Right? But actually, God, I want you to see from all this, it's real. There's something going on here. It's not the pshat. It's just like, you know, tkiah and shvarim trua, whatever, right? Everything, there's a bubble. There's too late to live above bubble, that it has to be with this level of perfection. If you did this wrong, the tkiah is not the side of the shvarim trua. It works, right? I mean, I don't know if you guys in the middle now, oh man, we made monsters over here, right? These guys in the middle, right? You're going to hear them in the middle. The tkiah wasn't as long as your shvarim trua.
Tarech mitzvah.
Okay.
The other thing is that since we're machmer like Rashi, and that's why we do it after davening, you can't just stand blow on yontif. You need a reason to blow. You can't just stand blow because you're bored. If you're practicing, you do it. But tzina, if you're doing it because someone wants to get a chumrah. So let's say, for example, the reason why we're allowed to blow after davening shitas Rashi is because we're machmer that we're going to try to get shitas Rashi. The only problem is that according to Rashi, a tkiah is 3 kaiches. So if your shvarim is going to be longer than 3 kaiches, then you get into an issue of it's a suffix tkiah lefi Rashi. So that's why even the shvarims, there are those that do a shvarim that they're trying to be like, you know, they do a shvarim like this. They go, that's a bayah. Because that is already a tkiah
according to Rashi.
Rashi,
you just got a tkiah.
But then there are those that are going to try to get a kayach, is let's say, that's a kayach. A kayach is probably like, maybe even shorter. A kayach is just a hit.
Let's say, give me a Rashi first. Give me a Rashi.
So the minimum, let's say a Rashi would be, let's say, 3 kayaches.
And a tkiah, you need a tkiah also to show it. You thought the tkiah was that short. That's your shvarim usually.
You know, if you notice that the shvarim and a trua is do-do-do-do-do-do. So the tkiah has to be at least the length of that, which means that the tkiah, our normal tkiahs, our shvarim, is going to have to be shorter than the tkiah that you do when you do the shvarim and trua according to Rashi. So for example, I'll demonstrate. Let's say if you listen to the tkiah, the length of the tkiah in Rashi, my shvarim of the way we do it is going to have to be a drop shorter. So that's me.
A Rashi Chazanish Brisker. You're getting that. Like, when I do this, you'll know. Right? Right now, I'm taking off my watch because in Bnei Brak, right, I have to take my scissors over my idea. Okay. Rashi Chazanish. I need more of the Chazanish to get into it. I can't wait till Rosh Hashanah. Okay. Wait, one second. I'm in charge of the Tkiyas L'chumra entire order. Right? Davening goes till Hoshana Rabbah. Right? Now, give me Rashi. Give me Rashi. Shtei Neshimas. Calm down, Mandel.
I need the call. All
right. You want me to scream Tkiyah? Okay. Tkiyah. I wasn't excited.
And that's why you're calling me back? I feel bad for your boss again.
I gotta get in the boat. Wait, but with Rashi, and we're gonna do a Shvarim Truah at Shtei Neshimas. Okay. Rashi, Tkiya. Shvarim Truah. No, it's too much breath. You're not allowed to do that. I go. If you do too much breath in between, it's puzzle. You can't win here. Okay? Okay. Rashi Tkiya. Tkiya.
One thing I didn't point out. If you notice, look at the Baal Tkiya. Most of them, if they did any breathing training, then they'll know to breathe from their nose. So when you notice on the Shtei Neshimas, look at his nose, and his nose is going to go out a little bit. And some of them, the real Machmirim, they go like this.
Can't see your nose.
Gotta grow.
If you use mine.
So Rebbe can demonstrate that way, I'll demonstrate this way.
Oh, you should also look at the Makri's nose, by the way. If you see guys like.
Yeah, they, by the way, some of them think that they're supposed to be doing it.
Okay, Tkiya. Rashi Shtei Neshimas, Tkiya. Shvarim, Trua. I didn't say Tkiya.
I'm going to go back on that. I'm going to go back on that. On the side, they didn't say it.
5 yards. I did not say Tkiya. All right, we'll do a different
one. Let's jump the gun on the Makri, whatever.
You know, it's a shtickle problem if you jump the gun because you're all waiting for the Makri and you could lose the cheshbin of what you're holding in. Are you in a Tkiya from your front? Let's do regular. So we do...
Let's do a serious 30.
Serious 30?
Maybe we can stand over here.
No, we'll do that. I want to do Shtei Neshimas.
We'll do both.
Shtei Neshimas, knock it out.
But I want to, if everybody can stand over here, that would be better.
Okay. Go to the Hike. It's Kia. I forgot to tell him. I didn't forget. I can't. It's Erev Hashan. Okay. It's Kia. Shvar. You want to do Shvar True?
Let's do a set of 30
claims. Okay. So I'm going to do Shtei Neshimas or
whatever it is. I'll know from whatever we said.
Oh, okay. Shvarim True. Tkiya. Shvarim True. Last time you didn't wait for me on the Tkiya.
Yeah.
Tkiya. The Makri and the show are having Sean Bias problems. Okay. Tkiya. Shvarim True. Tkiya. Shvar.
Skill. Skill. True. Skill. Skill. True. Skill. No, but yeah, why? I'm not going to be chaser, but why? Because according to some Spartan...
That's a true. Yeah, it's
he
even more subtle.
I know him. He did that on purpose.
It's even more subtle than
he did
that.
On purpose. I knew it. Okay. No, but you have to. According to some, that's a true. Right? We have to take him and throw him out of here. Go.
B'shas Maisa, there's a lot more of a, you know...
Skill. True. Tzkiya Gedoyla. Tzkiya Gedoyla. I love you all. Some more than others. I'm going after this.
How long is it? How long is it?